This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taiwan's biggest earthquake in at least 25 years killed 9 people on Wednesday and injured more than 900, while 50 workers traveling in minibuses to a hotel in a national park were missing. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Local TV stations airing footage of a building half collapsed in the eastern area of Hualien. Firefighters rushed to rescue people from the damaged building. The quake struck just offshore from Hualien around 8 a.m. as people were going to work and school. It also triggered huge landslides and sparked a tsunami warning briefly for the island, as well as southern Japan and the Philippines. Taiwan authorities said they registered more than 25 aftershocks, with witnesses saying tremors could still be felt in Taipei later in the day.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. The bodies of 6 foreign aid workers killed in Israeli airstrikes have started the journey back to their home countries. They were transported Wednesday out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt, according to Egyptian state television. The 3 British citizens, a Polish citizen, and an Australia, also a Canadian-American dual national, worked for World Central Kitchen, an international charity. Their Palestinian driver was also killed. Israel has acknowledged carrying out the strikes by mistake and says it has launched an independent investigation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Brussels on Wednesday as part of an event with NATO's foreign ministers to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the signing of the North Atlantic Treaty.
Bigger, stronger, more united than ever.
The anniversary comes as NATO allies mull long-term military support for Ukraine, for a decision to be taken at the July summit of member states.